From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond, reading The Crows by Maris Soule. Now let's begin with The Crows. Ladybug, Ladybug, Fly Away Home. Chapter 1. The crows caught a warning. Then came the gunshots, three in succession, a pause, then two more. The sound was close. Too close, and a shiver of fear slid down my spine. Those shots had come from somewhere in my woods. I immediately stopped walking and listened. This was April, not September. The wrong season for hunters to be shooting. At least the wrong season for hunting deer. As birds flew from treetop to treetop, a sickening, giddy sensation invaded my stomach. On the winding path ahead was my 4-month-old Rhodesian Ridgeback pup, a potential show dog that had set me back $1,500. If some idiot poacher was playing Rambo and shot him, the guy was going to be mincemeat. "Baraka!" I yelled. Branches snapped over on my left, and I looked in that direction. All I saw were tree trunks, brambles, and junk, and maybe the dark-shadowed figure of a man. Another shot sounded. I quickly got off the trail and crouched behind a tree, all the while yelling, "Hey! Stop! This is private property!" The next shot whistled above my head, and I ignored the mud and rocks on the ground and dropped to my stomach, making myself as flat as possible. A poacher might mistake a Ridgeback puppy for a deer, but not a screaming 28-year-old woman wearing a bright red and blue nylon jacket. I was trying to decide what to do next when a reddish-brown blur came lunging.